The year is 1954, and legendary jazz pianist Speck Redd performs on his radio program broadcast from KRNT in Des Moines. This audio treasure is a wire recording owned by Don Moon of Johnston. Moon has collected recorders, cameras, and projectors from his college days at Northern Iowa and the University of Iowa through his many years on the faculty at Drake.
I obtained this wire recorder from a professor of chemistry about 30 years ago. The wire is actually a very thin, small, very small, almost like a thread that runs through, and it somehow has some kind of magnetic properties that allows sound to be recorded on it.
The number for Speck Redd's request time is 84011.
When Speck Redd moved from Ottumwa to the capital city, his career flourished as a popular nightclub performer. According to the Iowa Blues Hall of Fame, Redd's Des Moines home was a gathering place for jazz greats like Count Basie, Louis Armstrong, and Nat King Cole. Undoubtedly, it was a fan who made this wire recording from a live broadcast 54 years ago.
So far, we've been playing bop, jazz, blues, a little bit of everything. And now we'd like to make a comparison, the big band and little band comparison. King Cole, we think, really got his thing from singing with a small combo, and a desire belief that he did his best work with a small combo. So we have him here singing Little Girl.
Little girl, will you mind?
The glory days for the wire recorder were in the 1940s. Field reporters used them in World War II.
What is the type of resistance mainly you're hitting?
In this 1945 recording on exhibit at the Camp Dodge Museum, WHO Radio's Herb Plambeck is in Nuremberg, Germany, talking with Lieutenant Colonel Ed Bird from Des Moines. Listen closely and you can hear artillery in the background.
Well, this is about the toughest resistance we've had for a long time over here.
And being the Nazi party shrine, you probably expected some of that.
That's right.
We've been hearing some of the noises in the background coming from some of the our large guns. And right at that moment, when I mentioned that, we heard one of those guns sounding.
The problem I found primarily with wire is that if it breaks, it's not easy to splice, and it's kind of like untangling a plate of spaghetti because it crumples all up and it gets really mixed up, so you really can't straighten it out. And I find that would be one of the really real drawbacks to it.
Here's a toughie for you, my Wild Irish Rose.
Oh, all right.
By the early 50s, wire recorders were losing market share in favor of reel-to-reel magnetic tape. Don Moon has one of the few machines still working in Iowa, along with wire recordings from a technology long gone.
Okay, now it's time to go, Speck.
Okay, I'm gone.
Rick Fredrickson, Iowa Public Radio News.
This is Al Rockwell. Good night, Speck.
Good night, Al. Good night, everyone.